This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Breaking news this morning, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has agreed to resign, says his office, after a series of scandals. He'd been holding on to his job, but he's giving in now after more than 40 ministers quit his government and told him to go. London resident Zina Everett.
I'm so sick of him. I think the whole rotten lot need to go. And I think he's doing an enormous amount of damage to politics in this country.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be sentenced today for violating George Floyd's civil rights. He's agreed to 20 to 25 years, a deal that would have him do his time in a federal prison, where experts say conditions may be better. He's in a state prison now, doing 22 years. The man charged with killing seven people at a July 4th parade in suburban Chicago confessed to opening fire, say authorities, and considered a second attack in another city. The AP's Julie Walker.
Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart says 21-year-old Robert Cremo is being held without bail.
He admitted to what he had done.
Deputy Chief Chris Cavelli says Cremo didn't stop there after he fled the Highland Park mass shooting dressed as a woman.
While he was driving and he located this celebration occurring in the Madison area, he contemplated another attack with the firearm he had in his car.
But Cavelli says instead Cremo drove back to Illinois where he was arrested. I'm Julie Walker.
Jailed Phoenix Mercury basketball star Brittany Griner is returning to court in Russia, charged with a cannabis oil drug offense. Calls are increasing for Washington to do more to win her release. Arizona Congressman Greg Stanton.
They're not going to treat her fairly or let her go lightly.
He was heard there on ABC 15 Arizona. A police officer's been shot dead in Detroit while responding to a call about a man firing a weapon. A suspect shot dead, too, by police returning fire. This is AP News. Now to the abortion controversy.
Less than 2 weeks after the U.S. Supreme Court upended abortion rights nationwide, there's a scramble among left-leaning states to provide abortion services and protections for women who are denied elsewhere. In North Carolina Wednesday, Democratic Governor Roy Cooper signed an executive order to protect abortion providers and patients from extradition to states where abortion is now banned.
I will never back down when women's health is on the line.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis signed a similar order, as did the governors of Rhode Island and Maine late Tuesday. But in Mississippi, the Jackson Women's Health Organization closed its doors Wednesday. Starkville resident Amanda Black.
As backwards as Mississippi can be sometimes, we're lucky enough to be open for 10 more days.
Known as the Pink House, it was the only abortion clinic in the Magnolia State. I'm Mike Rossio.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.